The first official commercials for President Bush's election campaign appear today on cable television in more than a dozen states. They emphasize the president's leadership and don't mention his all but official opponent, Democrat John Kerry. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne reports.
It's not like President Bush needs to introduce himself to the voters of America, but the spots that begin airing today do seem intent on reminding people who he is and what he's done, and above all, what the country has been through since January of 2001.
The last few years have tested America in many ways. Some challenges we've seen before, and some were like no others. But America rose to the challenge. What sees us through tough times? Freedom, faith, families, and sacrifice. President Bush, steady leadership in times of change.
This ad features images of young people, senior citizens, a newborn baby, a classroom, a church, and most powerfully, we see the American flag in the ruins of the World Trade Center. It's a brief image that lasts just a second. One of the other new ads features footage of firefighters carrying a flag-draped casket at Ground Zero. The use of such images has drawn criticism from the Firefighters Union, which says it exploits the tragedy for political ends. But Sarah Taylor, a Bush campaign strategist, says there's a reason to use such pictures.
This campaign is going to be about who leads during these very extraordinary times. September 11th was a defining moment of our time, and because of that day, America is a nation at war. And, you know, that was a time in which the president's leadership shined through.
Another ad featuring the president and the first lady focuses more on the economy.
One of the things that must never change is the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This country needs a president who clearly sees that.
The strength, the focus, the characteristics that these times demand.
And as the economy grows, the job base grows. And so
there is also an ad in Spanish, a further indication of the president's hope of picking up votes from Hispanic Americans, traditionally a constituency that votes for Democrats. The Bush campaign says these initial television ads are designed to counteract the bashing the president has taken during weeks of Democratic presidential primaries. Officials say now that Mr. Bush knows who his opponent will be, it's time to make it a two-way conversation. Ads critical of John Kerry and his record can be expected to follow soon. The Bush campaign says it's bought more than $4.5 million of time for these spots. They'll run in key states on cable news programs and such places as the Golf Channel. Sporting events, including NASCAR races, will be prime locations for the ads as well. They will not run on network television. Bruce Vandenberg is a professor of advertising at Michigan State University. He says the campaign seems to be spending its money very carefully, targeting very specific audiences, including male voters.
If you read the trade publications in our field now, men no longer, at least in large numbers, no longer watch network TV and the sitcoms where we used to find them. Now they're watching sports, they're watching news, they're watching cable TV. So this looks like a really concerted effort to search out and target a male audience.
The Democratic National Committee responded to the new Bush campaign ads immediately. The Democrats say the ads talk of steady leadership, but fail to note the steady loss of jobs and steady rise of the deficit under the Bush administration. The Democrats pointed to the president's plan to spend more than $100 million on advertising during this year's campaign, but said no amount of money could change the administration's record. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.